In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The word of God has been given many metaphors in the Bible in order for us to be able to understand its importance in the life of every one of us. For example, today, in the parable of the sower, the Lord Christ is likening his word to a seed. What does it mean? The seed has life in it. It has to fall on a good ground in order to bring fruits. But meanwhile, this also teaches us that no matter how the ground is good, unless this ground receives the word of God, nothing will come out from it. This is something the Lord wants to teach us, that we might consider ourselves sometimes as good people. Everyone thinks of himself that I have a good heart. And we are not going to debate this. Yes, maybe you and me or anyone has truly good heart, but what a good ground would do without the seed? The Bible is a seed, has life in it. We have to be receptive to it. We have to open our hearts to the seed in order that the ground will bear fruits. Sometimes we assume that being a good person means I'm not doing something wrong or something bad. But this is not how we should looking and understanding what a good ground is. If you find a good ground that looks very good and it's really look from outside that nothing wrong about it, but it has no fruits whatsoever, what is the benefit? It's an idle ground that has no benefit, is not making any purpose, not fulfilling any purpose from its existence. So the first thing that the Lord here is telling us about what his word is like a seed full of life. And make it very clear in the Gospel of St. Luke when he says the seed is the word of God. Another metaphor given to us in the book of Psalms. King David is likening the word of God to a lamb. He says in Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Another metaphor here that also gets our attention to understand that the word of God is what enlightens us. The word of God is what makes us to walk in the light. We have no light within ourselves unless we acquire it from the source of light. This is the Lord Christ himself. Without the word of God, we will be walking in darkness. We will be stumbling in many, many things. And sometimes we think that we are unfortunate, or things are not going right with us, or we have been not given maybe something that's good from God. Every day we have a new problem and we stumble in something new. Maybe simply that I am not walking in the light. Maybe I'm just walking according to what it pleases me, what I think is good. A big difference when we walk in the light, enlightened with the word of God, we know we are heading, versus when we are just walking with our understanding of what is good or what makes sense or what we assume that will make us happy. The word of God is a seed full of life and also a lamp that enlightens the way before us. The word of God also is like a sword that pierces the heart and the soul of all men. Here, St. Paul speaks to the Hebrews, chapter 4, saying, for the word of God is like, is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Remember St. Peter when he gave his famous sermon in Acts chapter 2 after the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples. That after he spoke to the people felt that they were pierced in their hearts. What pierced them? It is the Holy Spirit with the word of God that made them to feel this. And this piercing made them to come and ask, what then we should be doing. It is the same word of God that pierced the heart of Saint Anthony when he was just a young man going to the church, and he heard the word of God that if you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and follow me. He immediately felt like he cannot just ignore it. This is something that came to my attention today. It pierced my heart and made me to react. It is like a sword, but the sword can work in a fleshy heart, a heart that really can be pierced. A heart that is hard as a flint, the sword maybe will not be able to pierce. Something that for all of us also to meditate upon. How do we react when we hear the word of God? How we react when I come to the church and I hear the gospel, the readings, the sermon? Some people will be triggered with the sense that I have to move and do something. I have to change. This word came to me in particular, so I need to react according to what I understood today, the message that I heard today. Others will just take the sword and direct it to somebody else. Yes, this applies to this particular person. I wish that he pay attention to what Abuna is saying. Maybe he would change. As if this sword has no place in my heart to do me anything. I am good. I am okay. Somebody else needs to hear these words of God, and maybe they may change. The word of God is like a sword that's piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, can go very deep inside and can trigger us to change. So the word of God is like seed, is like lamb, is like a sword. Also, it is like a mirror. St. James tells us about this. He says in his epistle, chapter 1, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, and he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was." He says that a person who just listens to the word of God, he does not think about translating these words into a life, is like a person who looks in his face in a mirror. And then maybe he will recognize that there is something need to change in how I look. But after this, he goes away and he forgets all about how he looks like. That's all. Yes, maybe I need to change this and I do this and I wash this. But after I go out, I just forgot all about the subject. So the word of God is the best mirror in which we can see ourselves very well. That's why we tend, whenever we are away from the word of God, to think very highly of ourselves. We assume perfection and we think that we are doing great. We wish that maybe other people will be like us. Why? Because we did not go and see how we look like in the mirror that God gave to us for a very long time. Then we assume that everything is perfect. This mirror is given for us so we can see, and then we can change what we see it as wrong. Some people look at it and they pity themselves, how ugly I am. Sometimes people read the scripture and truly they see in it what is wrong, but unfortunately this moves some kind of negative thoughts in their hearts that I have no hope. I am a very bad person. There is no way I can change. I have been living like this. This is how God created me. I am just an ugly person that no one will ever like. This is not what was intended for us to feel when we look at the Word of God. Sometimes we say that I do not know what to say when I confess. And maybe we say that really I'm not doing something big. Maybe this says that I have been away from my mirror for some time. If I look carefully, if I care to look and see, I will sure come to know what's going wrong with me, what needs to change. This mirror is an accurate and honest one. So the word of God is likened to seeds, to lamb, to sword, to mirror. Also, it's like silver. King David says this in Psalm 12. "The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver, tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. The word of God is pure, it has no blemish, no deceit in it. The people who speaks the word of God, we trust that they are saying and they dividing the word of truth. That's why some people cannot take the word of God. It is too much for them. It has no deceit in it. Unfortunately, some of us, they like to be deceived. I want to hear what pleases me, not what truly I am about. It's more pleasant to me that I hear people. They just flatter and say things that maybe not real, rather than telling me pure words, as pure as silver tried in a furnace. It is also silver, like silver, because it's tried. It is tried and it worked. We are not going today to examine and see if the word of God is going to work or not. People sometimes look at the word of God and say that, who is the guarantor or the give me the guarantee that if I live like this, I will prosper. I think that this does not apply. If I live as meek, as kind, as charitable as the word of God, this will take me to nowhere. My beloved brother and my beloved sister, the word of God has been tried over all of the years since the foundation of the world. And it proved to be pure and proved to be true. You are not going to try something for the first time. If we just abide to it, we will prosper and we will find salvation as the Lord promised. The word of God also is likened to honey, something very sweet. This is saying, King David also says, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Every time he utters the word of God, he feels this good taste in his mouth, very comforting. It is sweeter than honey even. If you never tasted honey, no matter how skillful is the person who is going to describe it to you, you will never be able to comprehend how good it is. It is for us to experience. Honey is not something that we think about it and then we feel good. It is something we taste and then we know how good it is. It is the experience of the Word of God that makes us to feel what this man is talking about. He is trying to persuade us. Try it and taste it. It is very pleasant and it's very tasteful. It's very sweet if we utter the word of God and we live with it. It's sweeter even than honey to the mouth of this great king. How ought for us, should we all of us, to try it and see and enjoy it? We have tried many, many things before and didn't prove good. Nothing tastes as good, but we still can trust that the words of jokes or just being around and kidding one another is what maybe is more sweeter. This is something that we enjoy. Can spend hours talking idle words and we feel like this is fun. Maybe we need to try what's truly sweet, what is good, what tastes as honey as the word of God. So the scripture gives before us many metaphors so we can understand, and maybe this will be able to persuade us to try to utter and to meditate and to live with the word of God. Again, the word of God is like seeds, like lamp, like sword, like mirror, like silver, and like honey. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.